You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. And today is a really, really, really dark day in America. Again. It seems like we continue to set a new low virtually every single day since Trump took office in 2016-17, okay? So last night, a leak was released into the press, a leaked memo, a draft written up by the Supreme Court of the United States, where the Supreme Court is overturning Roe versus Wade, which is a landmark piece of legislation, a ruling from 50 years ago that legalized abortion in the United States. Now, I'm a faggot, obviously. You heard my theme song, right? And I'm male. I'm never going to reproduce. I'm never going to carry a child. But it matters to me and to other people like me and other everybody across the spectrum, okay? This is a fundamental attack by the right-wing judges on the Supreme Court, who were packed on the Supreme Court by the Republican Party, criminally, in my opinion, but that's what they did, to attack personal liberty, you know, the female's right to choose what she does with her own body. This decision apparently outlaws all abortion in all cases. So rape, carry the child. Incest, carry the child. You know, any kind of case, carry the child. Underage children getting pregnant, carry the child. The other thing about that ruling is from what you know so far, but we haven't gotten the full declaration from the Supreme Court yet, but it also has language in it that could be used to eliminate gay marriage in America. So that's where we're headed, okay? Now, a few months ago, I posted a podcast episode entitled War, where I outlined that we are at war in America, and we need to be ready for war in America. Well, this is a first shot, okay? This is the Archduke Ferdinand getting shot and setting off World War I, all right? This is just an outright attack on everything that America should be founded on by religious extremists. You know, religion, of course, is not supposed to be part of our legislative process, but the extremists, the fundamentalists, the evangelicals in the country can't seem to get that through their fucking head. They think they're waging some sort of holy war in the name of Jesus. Hey, guess what? If your Jesus exists and if your God exists, he doesn't need your help. Okay, and in fact, if you read the Bible prophecies, so-called prophecies, It says nothing about people waging war. It's God waging war against evil human beings, right? So they don't. You don't need to wage a war. But they're determined to infiltrate our political process, our judicial process, and enforce their beliefs on everybody else. These people are not the they're not the majority in this country. 70% I've seen 72% of Americans believe that abortion should be legal in America. That's the vast majority of the population. And yet the minority is ruling. It's unconscionable. It's wrong, and it needs to be overturned. The Democrats need to absolutely 100% gather together and wage all-out assault against this. One thing they've got in their back pocket right now is to expand the court. Expand the court, dilute that majority, pack the court with Democrats. Fuck it. Why not? Play politics that way. We'll just see where it goes. But the court needs to be packed to dilute this lopsided majority of Republicans who have now done exactly what we thought was going to happen when people like Judge Kavanaugh was instated on the Supreme Court, when Amy Coney Barrett was put on the Supreme Court. These are exactly the things we thought were going to happen, and now they've come to pass. So all those people who are talking about how the Supreme Court's neutral, the Supreme Court, they're not going to overturn Roe versus Wade because it's established law, blah, blah, blah. Kavanaugh said it in his hearing. Amy Coney Bryant, or Barrett, said that in her hearing for, you know, when she was being considered to be for the Supreme Court. Judge Alito said that, but they all turned as one unit and struck down Roe versus Wade. You know, the short-sightedness of people, this continued foolish belief that the Republican Party is acting honorably, or that they are acting in good faith. It's a continued mistake. The Republican Party is made up of liars and grifters and cheaters and evil, evil people, period. I'm not saying Democrats are all great. They're not. There's definitely problems in the Democratic Party, but the Democratic Party is trying to give people rights. They're trying to give people hope. They're trying to sustain the working class, the lower class of people. The Republicans are grifting, and they're taking the highest bidding contracts, the highest bidders. They're taking the most money. Whoever's offering the most money, that's who they represent. They represent big corporations, big oil companies, big, you know, polluters. They represent Russian oligarchs in their business interests here in the United States, Chinese manufacturers in the United States. All those things are all Republican-supported things. Okay. Meanwhile, the Republican Party is actively fighting against human rights in this country. We see it in Florida, what they're doing with the gay, don't say gay bills and stuff like that. And they're being copied in other states across the country. Now we're seeing it in reproductive rights. When are people going to finally say that's enough? When is the gay community going to stand up against this? You know, recently I've been really disgusted by the Trump-supporting MAGA idiots in FinDom online. You know, these faggots are stroking their dicks, thinking and you know, fantasizing about serving an abusive, humiliating, quote-unquote, alpha conservative Trump supporter. I mean, can you even imagine how depraved and how disgusting you have to be as a human being to be a faggot, a gay little faggot, supporting somebody or idolizing or wanting to worship somebody who supports that kind of garbage that is fighting against your own interests? You know how stupid that is? It's fucking gross. It's really, really, really makes me fucking sick. But at the center of it all is Trump, you know, and Mitch McConnell, primarily those two. They're the architects of this social catastrophe in the United States, okay? McConnell refused to give Barack Obama his rightful opportunity to place Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court, leaving an opening that Trump filled once he got into office. And then, of course, we had two openings on the Supreme Court, two more openings on the Supreme Court during Trump's time. And Trump immediately filled those two vacancies with ultra-conservative, hard-right, anti-abortionists that, of course, lied in their hearings about their stance on abortion, and they've proven that today, you know. Let's not forget that Amy Coney Barrett was put on the Supreme Court a week or something before the election of 2020. Remember, Obama wasn't allowed because the Democrats rolled over, I guess, and played dead. Obama wasn't allowed to put Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court over a year before the election. Trump got a pick in a week or two before the election. Because the Republicans don't play by the rules. They're playing a different game. It's a game of win or die, you know. And they play dirty. They play against the law. Human decency, law, none of that matters to them. All that matters is winning. That's it. And the Democrats need to change the way they do battle. We all need to change the way we do battle. And it starts with each one of us. We all have to take personal stock of how we are defending this, how we are aligned. You know, if you are against Trump and the Republican Party and against things like this abortion ban or a ban on gay marriage or whatever, then you have to stop associating with people and supporting people who support that. You know, back in 2016 when Trump got elected president, I cut off all of my friends and family that were supporting him because I knew what they were. Okay? That is how serious I take this shit. You have to cut that fucking shit off. And until that shit is marginalized out of existence, you know, we have to make a Trumptard feel ashamed to fly a Trump flag or a MAGA flag or a QAnon flag. Even imagine, or to align themselves publicly as being a Republican. We have to shame them. We have to, every time they show their fucking face, you know, go on the offensive, ask hard questions, make truthful accusations against their lies. That there has to be a complete wall against it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, that's the only way that you win. These people have to understand how thoroughly evil they are, how disgusting they are as human beings, how their brand of stupidity and anti-science and anti-human values, it has to be totally wiped out of existence. When it comes to women's reproductive rights, a bunch of old white men should not be telling women what they should do with their bodies. Nor should a bunch of unfuckable trailer park trash in bumfuck America. You ever notice how almost all the people that support abortion are all unfuckable? Nobody would fuck them. I mean... The only way they get fucking pregnant is because they don't understand how to use condoms, and most of their babies are like inbred trailer rape, okay? And the actual fuckable people all realize that abortion should be legal. It's just these, you know, so-called Christian women with their greasy fucking hair and their crosses around their neck. They're, you know, parading around their love handles hanging out all over the place in their flip-flops. And they're like thinking that they are upholding Christian values. You know, Jesus disagreed with the Pharisees. Back in his day, they were evil and they were wrong. He didn't go and like fight in the courts to stop them. All right, he knew that the solution, according to the Bible, is that God was going to take care of it. Why can't these people do the same thing? America is becoming a more atheistic nation. Thank God, okay? So, we don't want your fucking religion. I don't want your fucking religion in my business, in my life. Go to your church, do whatever you need to do. Don't get an abortion if you get pregnant. Congratulations. Now you can have your uncle's baby all you want, all right? But... other people have the right to determine what happens with their body. Gay people have the right to enjoy the same privileges of marriage as straight people. Transgender people can do whatever they want with their own bodies, okay? Or whatever they need to do with their own bodies. So... just stay out of everybody's business. Just go the fuck away and just mind your own fucking business. That's all anybody fucking wants, is just for you to mind your own business. However, the GOP, in a general sense, is everybody's business. What they're doing in America is criminal in many ways. And it's against the interests of most of the people that listen to me. And we have to fight. And I mean fight fucking hard. There can be no quarter for these people anymore. There certainly is going to be no quarter in my life for these types of people. The people that put Trump and all these other people, McConnell, Miss Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, all these other people, they're going to receive nothing but scorn from me. Even more scorn, I should say. Okay, they all deserve to be just absolutely pulverized out of existence. So, the midterms are coming up in a few months. Every single fucking Democrat in the country has to come out and vote 100% against every single Republican on every single ticket. We have to make a showing unlike any other kind of showing we've ever had before, even greater than what we did with Biden. It has to be a complete repudiation of the GOP. All those people that back in 2016 were concerned about Hillary's fucking email, so they didn't come out and vote and let Trump in and open up that Pandora's box. Those days are over, all right? There's no more wringing of hands. There's no more this side and that side within the Democratic Party. We have to have one united front to fight evil, and that's what the GOP is, pure evil. Anyway, that is my rant for today. I'm really, really fucking disgusted with all of this. And I hope they all just spontaneously combust, really. Just fucking die. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm sure I'll be getting some comments about this, but whatever. I will talk to you later, okay? Love you. Bye.